blessings and glory. Wisdom has given and honor. Power and mighty unto and all, forever and ever. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give glory unto your name. Who is a God like unto thee in heaven or in earth? There is none like unto thee, O Lord. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our God has kept a covenant to thousands of generations and mercies unto them that loved thee and kept thy word. Lord, we thank you. We are joyful to gather together in fellowship this morning and around the word of God. For it is written unto you, O Lord Jesus, shall the gathering of thy people be. And thou art the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. And he liveth in us today, the ministry of godliness, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, our faith in Christ is not religion. It's God Almighty dwelling in his people, making us his very own temple. So we are thankful this morning as we read this word of God this morning. Lord, O Lord God, give us a better understanding in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let it be mixed with faith, sir, that it be profitable to us in all the days to come as we welcome our Lord Jesus Christ any day, any time. We don't know the day or the hour, but we say it will come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you.
For that, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we see that thank God for the new year, and reverberating around the whole world are the echoes of happy this, happy new year, happy new that, all over the world, and which is a good thing. But the thing is that apart from happiness, there is a higher state of being for man that God ordained for man. And it's called joy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Happiness is one thing, but that is it's good, that is its own part to play. But it's a higher state of being that God ordained for all man to enjoy, and it's called joy. So, and the scriptures speak of many kind of joy too, So, for example, how the anguish of a woman, for example, in travail to give birth is replaced with joy thereafter. The Lord Jesus speaking in John 16:21, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish. For what? For joy that a man is born into the world. See, joy is a higher state of being than happiness, really. And that's one type of joy. And the Bible also speaks another type, another example of this, of this type is found in Genesis 21 chapter. And how a woman in that Bible that was past childbearing or age, right? And conceived as a result of God's promise. And when she did brought to birth, she invited all people to come and laugh with her. That's a type of joy. That is in Genesis 21 verse 5. And Abraham was 100 years old, when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. That's a type of joy, right? I made you laugh. So that all that hear will laugh with me. It's a type of joy, right? And she said, verse 7 says, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Of course, that is, praise the Lord. That's a type of joy, even this example telling us, Genesis 21, please, the fifth verse. Genesis 20, 21 of Genesis.
Okay.
Yeah, the fifth verse, So anyway, so come and laugh with me. It's a type of joy, and
you know, and so I gave you two examples, you know that. But I say that I will call it one natural joy. Yes, even today, you know, even ordinary man doesn't even know the Lord today. When they give back, they rejoice, right? Those are all natural joys, you know. So, or I call it human joy, you know, human joy. And I'm sorry, but the Bible, you know, give us another type of joy, you know, the greatest of all joy. So that's a natural joy, and I give you two examples, you know. But the Bible tells us of another type of joy, which is the greatest of any kind of joy. A joy that can give the most blissful experience in the natural order that a human being can ever have. That is a supernatural joy. Praise the Lord. That's a natural joy. I give an example in the Bible. And that's a supernatural joy. In the scripture, this supernatural joy is called the joy of the Lord. So this morning, the joy of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord. Towards the end, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So the joy of the Lord is your strength. This joy does not have its rise in any earthly things or circumstances. It's not because I got a raise, you can't get it from this kind of joy, you can't get it from there. That's just ordinary happiness, you know. So now, this type of joy is as far as heaven is from the earth. This joy of the Lord is as, you know, as heaven is far from the earth, it is far from hysterical and senselessness. This joy of the Lord, you know, is far above those things. And God does not only want us to have this joy, He wants you and I to have this joy of the Lord, continually, constantly. Praise the Lord. All the time. He wants you to have this joy of the Lord all the time. So because why? You know, see? So it is your strength really, you know. So and you know, all the time God wants you to have this joy. Then the question is this: whence then is this joy of the Lord? Where does it come from? Which God demands of you and I to always have? Where do we get it from? Well, the Bible answers that question, you know. The answer to this question is written so plainly in the word of the Lord that the wayfaring man need not err therein. See, the answer, where do you get this joy of the Lord? It's so plainly written in the Bible that I say that the wayfaring man need not err therein. Where is it at? In Psalm 43, the third verse, towards the fourth verse. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the holy hill and unto the tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God. Now watch now. Unto God my exceeding joy. See? That's where the joy of the Lord comes from. Unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee. Oh God, my God. Praise the Lord. So the joy of the Lord then from the scripture is God himself. Praise the Lord. That what it says. God, my exceeding joy, right? God, my exceeding joy. So in a way, the joy of the Lord is God himself. God, my exceeding joy. So just God. That is it. My exceeding joy is just God himself. It's my exceeding joy, according to the scriptures, you know. So God, in all of his glorious attributes, and our eternal union with him in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our exceeding joy. God says so. God, God, my exceeding joy. Anyway, the joy of the Lord is God himself. God, my exceeding joy. Just God. God in all of his glorious attributes and our eternal union with him in the Lord Jesus Christ. That exceeding joy, being God then, comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Like we said before, because the Bible says the word of God. He is the word of God, right? And it says God my exceeding joy. And God and his word are one and the same. Like we said before, John 1:1 says so. For in the beginning was the word. You can as well say the word of God, my exceeding joy. You can say that. No? So, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the Word was God. That's John 1:1. Verse 14, you know. And the Word was made flesh and dwell among God. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Now let's go forward and see this joy of the Lord. I say it comes from the Word of God, right? It's God himself, God my exceeding joy. I mean, that is so, how do I call it now? So revelatory and so uplifting that God himself is my exceeding joy, independent of any other thing. All I need is God for this joy of the Lord. Jeremiah 15:16, and God and his Word are the same, right? Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found. To this morning, talking about the joy of the Lord. Thy words were found, he said, and I did eat them, and thy word was to me the joy, you see that word, the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The true joy, the joy of the Lord, is the Lord himself, the word of God. God and his word is one. Want to be joyful? Then look into the word of God, amen? Eat the word of God, as it were. He said, I ate, they were found, he sat the word of God out, and he ate them. They were the joy and the rejoicing of his heart. Not the gold, not the silver, whatever it is and so on, no, but God himself. Anyway, many more scriptures. Psalm 16, verse 11. Where is coming this joy of the Lord? Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. No other place can find this any other place. No other place. Only in God's word, in God's presence, is there fullness of joy, the joy of the Lord. At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Now, brethren, the scripture forbids us to be sorrowful. I say, the Bible, what it forbids us to be sorrowful. Why? He was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, right? What sorrow? That is my sorrow. That is my grief that the Lord Jesus carried. So we are forbidden to be sorrowful. You see, let us get to the scripture right there. That same book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10, go backwards. Neither be ye sorry. Don't be sorrowful. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. So don't be sorry. Don't be sorrowful, you know. You know, don't be sorry. Another way of saying it. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, and this supernatural joy, the joy of the Lord, is our spiritual, mental, and physical strength. Amen? In all the dimensions of human existence, the joy of the Lord will do that for you. It's our spiritual, mental, and physical strength. And in so many ways, the Bible commanded us not to be sorrowful, really, you know. And because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, if we are not joyful, you know what happens? We cannot be physically sound and healthy. Even in medical, you know, people who are knowledgeable in medicine and so on, that, you know, many Christians, they find that people who are not joyful, who are joyful and so on, or even happy, you know, they are more headed than people who are not happy. How about having the joy of the Lord, really, you know? So the word of God commanded us to be joyful in Joel 2:21. Fear not, O land. Be glad. It's a command. Be glad and rejoice. See? For the Lord will do great things. Praise the Lord. You can tell yourself every morning, my soul, be glad. Why are you discussing within me, my soul? Why are you? Come on, rejoice in the Lord. Hope thou in the Lord. And that Psalm says, you know, and just rejoice in the Lord. Now, Psalm 32, the 11th verse. Command, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. And shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. You and I know that the Lord Jesus Christ is your righteousness, right? And then therefore rejoice. He commanded us to rejoice. Be glad in the Lord. You know, be rejoice. And so on that, you know. And shout for joy. Don't let anything down your joy. Don't let anything see that your joy from you. Because the Lord himself is that joy. Now, the joy of the Lord is spoken of in many other places and in different ways in the Bible. We can look at a few of them. Psalm 5, verse 11. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Do you see that word ever? Not sometimes now. No, now I get a raise or I get a promotion. No. Let them ever shout for joy. You see? Because thou defendest them. The Lord is your defense. You know? Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee.
See, the joy of the Lord. See, the joy of the Lord. That He wants you to have that joy all the time. Ever, ever, ever rejoicing, you know, no matter what is circumstances and so on. Anyway, so, and David prophesied in the Spirit said in Psalm 132, the 8th verse again. Psalm 132, the 8th verse. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Thou and the ark of thy strength. Verse 9. Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness. He is prophesying. And let thy saints shout for joy. Bible says we are kings and priests. Amen. That's right. It was prophesying in the spirit and some of that, you know. In Revelation 1 we are told, unto him that loved us and hath washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath put us to be kings and priests unto God. You king, queens of the Lord, you priests and so shout for joy. Never shout for joy, the joy of the Lord. And you know where I come from? It's the Lord himself. God, my exceeding joy. And he is dwelling in you, my exceeding joy. You know, so it's the Lord himself and so on that, you know, and the word of God. Now, Isaiah 29, the 19th verse. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. Their joy in the Lord, yeah, the joy of the Lord, see? The poor among them shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. He said the meek, right? That's right. None of me, the Lord said, I'm meek, I'm lowly in heart. Praise the Lord. And so you are that one meek because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you are commanded this year to go in there. Don't forget it now. The Lord wants to have the joy of the Lord constantly. It's independent of what is happening in the natural realm here and some of that, you know. So because God himself is that joy. My exceeding joy. Don't put that verse. God himself, my exceeding joy. Then nobody can take that away from me, you know. So now, Psalm 21, verse 1. The king shall joy in that strength. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength, right? And you are kings and priests, right? David was the king of Israel, in a way, but we are spiritual kings and priests of the Most High. He's talking about us too. The king shall joy in that strength, O Lord. Not in my strength. You see, people fail, and we say, because we are looking at ourselves, you know? So, but when you look at the God of God, the King of Kings, then you cannot be weak. You have to be strong, right? So, the king shall joy in that strength, O Lord. And in that salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. So, the joy of the Lord. Habakkuk 3:18. I will rejoice in the Lord. See? I will joy in the God of my salvation. See? That's where the joy comes from. The Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 12, the third verse. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. He says, you know. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. When you are full with that joy, you cannot but testify of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. You want to keep other people that you love to have that same joy of the Lord. See? So now, talking about the water of salvation, you know, in John chapter 4, as the Lord, you know, in that place, he was in around noon time, the Lord, that he were in Sychar and so on, that Jacob had given to his son Joseph and so on, and that woman Samaria was there, right? And the Lord said, give me to drink. The woman said, number one, how come you being a Jew asking a Samaria to give me water? Don't you know we don't have any dealings? You know? The Lord said in verse 44. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. You see, Isaiah prophesied of that living water that I talk about in Isaiah 12, you know. So, with joy, see, shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation, right? So, in verse 14, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, the Lord Jesus said, shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water. You know it was by the well, right? A well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Then, of course, that woman say, oh, give me this water, and then I'm to come and draw again. And that, you know. Anyway, in John 7, 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so we thank the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been made to drink of that water, see, the Spirit of the living God. Anyway, so therefore we joy. So the joy of the Lord now, shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation? Now, Isaiah 55, verse 12. For ye shall go out with joy, as this new year has begun now. Go out with joy. God is commanding you now. Ye shall go out with joy, and be left forth with peace, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the mountains and the east shall break forth before you. This is prophecy right now. See, before you. Into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. So go ye out, Bible says, with joy. That's the joy of the Lord now. Thank God for happiness, but we have a higher state of being, which is the joy. Not even just joy, but the joy of the Lord. He commanded you right now. We are forbidden to be sorrowful. We are forbidden as God is there to be sorrowful, but to be full of joy, you know, and, you know, so rejoice. Now, concerning, you know, the joy, even for the foundation of the world, God preordained that the sons of God should be full of joy. And Job, talking in 38 of Job, verse 4, where was thou? God began to question Job, you know, where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Back then, verse 7, when the morning stars stand together, and all the sons, not some of them, all the sons of God shouted for joy. That is the eternal purposes of God, of Christ, one of his coming and so on, that, you know, to give us that abundance of joy. You know, in Psalm 105, verse 43, it says, and see prophesying, you know, the David and so on. And talking about the people of Egypt in the church in the wilderness. And he brought forth his people with joy. Always. See the joy of the Lord. And his chosen with gladness. Oh, you will say, church in the wilderness, yes. The Bible says, you are chosen too. I have chosen you, right? You haven't chosen me. I have chosen you, right? You are his chosen. So, day by day, we should be filled with joy and gladness. So, anything that brings sorrow and so on, not coming from heaven, not from the Lord, you know, you can just, just turn that off by faith and turn to the word of the Lord and God, your exceeding joy, amen? Not ordinary joy, God is your exceeding joy. More than anything that any man can ever give you, no? More than all the gold bought of the world, see? God himself, the word of the living God, my exceeding joy. Jeremiah said, I hate that word. I search it out. I take my time to search the word. Search the scriptures. Bible says, in it we know we have eternal life, right? Search it out. You cannot have joy unspeakable and filled of glory. Praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Now, well, I'm reading from the Old Testament, right? You know, I'm going to be a very short service, but that's what the Lord wants for you. Not only to have the joy of the Lord, but always having the joy of the Lord. As we hear it today, amen? As you never had it before, praise the Lord. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. Now, so we just pick some in the Old Testament, you know, and there are multitudes of them. You know, the New Testament opens with a proclamation of good tidings, of what? Of great joy. That is in Luke, the heavenly host, the king, the shepherds and so on that, you know, when they were announcing the incarnation, you know, and so on that, you know, people have been happy, but this is not even joy, great joy, the joy of the Lord. Luke 2:10. And the angels said unto them, meaning to the shepherds, fear not, you see, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, whosoever will accept the Lord Jesus Christ, is for them. All people, the Lord tasted death for all men. The Bible tells us, you know, and some of that, you know, so for all men, we accept it, you know. So anyway, so the very word gospel means what? Means good news. Every night we open the TV, what do we hear? What they call news? Terrible news and so on. All the work of the devil display all over the world and so on. You can't hear one good thing about the gospel that they are preaching and so on. They call it news. But we have the good news. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord. The gospel, the really good news and so on. So anyway, now,
when the Virgin Mary conceived with a God child Christ, when she entered the presence of her cousin Elizabeth, according to the scriptures, her unborn baby, her unborn child, meaning John the Baptist, lived within her for joy. That is in Luke 1:44. For lo, she said, as soon as the voice of the salutation, that is salutation of Mary, sounded in my ears, the babe lived in my womb for joy. The shepherds were alive. The heavenly host were alive. Even the baby, John the Baptist, in the womb of Elizabeth, lived for joy as the God Christ, the God man, was in the womb of Mary. He brought joy. Maybe that baby, John the Baptist, never moved. Maybe she was even still, almost to be stillborn. But when Mary greeted Elizabeth, carrying Christ, the incarnate one, the Almighty God, and something like that, And the Bible says, John the Baptist, live for joy. The Bible says, so praise the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord. In John 15, verse 11, the Lord said to you and I, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, you see, the joy of the Lord, right? The Lord's own joy. That my joy, might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. See? So I reminded ourselves this morning as we enter the new year, we're not a resolution, reminding of our heritage, the purpose, the will of God for you and I. Going forward now, have that joy and all the time too. 1 John 1:4. And these things write we unto you. He spoke it, then he wrote it unto you, that your joy may be full. In John 16:24. He that told the disciples back then, you have asked nothing in my name. But now ask in my day, in my dispensation, and your dispensation, the church age, and ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. All over the scripture, it is the will of God that your joy be full. Praise the Lord. Yeah. If it's not full, maybe you're not asking. Ask, you shall receive. Everyone that asketh, receive it. He that knocketh shall be opened unto him. You see, he that seek shall find. Seek and you shall find. Amen. Praise that your joy may be full. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It is God's way that your joy be full all the time, really. So anyway, in Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the joy of the Lord. See? Joy in the Holy Ghost. That is God's will for us. That's the kingdom of God. And the Bible says in Luke, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen? When you have the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God is within you. See? So therefore, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't settle for anything less. Now, the joy of the Lord is even, a fruit of the Spirit too, It comes to us in different dimensions. Even that joy of the Lord is a fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us, there is no law. So the joy of the law is even a fruit of the Spirit too. So it comes to you and I in different dimensions. It's yours and mine for your asking all the time. Now, in 1 Peter 1:8, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ now. So sometimes people wonder, I don't see him, and whatever and so on. But we know that he lives, right? We don't see the air, praise the Lord. But we are breathing the air, praise how much more the eternal God, He gives you to see what he wants you to see at any time. He gives you to know what you need to know at any time. It is written in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But that which is revealed is for you and me and our children. Praise the Lord. He make known what you want you to know. Who are we to query him? Praise God. What does he reveal? Leave it alone. At the appropriate time, he will reveal them if he wants to do them. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so you see, so 1 Peter. Whom having not seen, right? Ye love. In whom, though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's has to be your state all the time. See, God himself, your exceeding joy. Praise the Lord. God himself, my exceeding joy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this morning, the joy of the Lord. This joy of the Lord is absolutely independent of circumstances. I say it's independent of circumstances. Being God himself, the word of God, that's where it comes from, right? It's independent of any other circumstances, no matter what. And we take one of the characters in the Bible, one of the chief apostles in the Bible. Let's see the circumstances and see how the joy of the Lord does not have to depend upon things around you, what you are feeling around in this world, you know. This is proven by the experience of one of the apostles, Paul, and who was, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 1:16, who was a pattern to them. We should hereafter believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to everlasting life. He himself said it in 1 Timothy 1:16. So let's see him. We're supposed to be a pattern to all them. We should hereafter believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, most of these experiences are found in the epistle to the Philippians, you know, and we read some of them quickly now, you know, but I'm saying that this joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances, and this man, full of the Holy Ghost, is a proof and so on, So, this epistle, called the Philippians, if what to call it, is a call running over with joy. That epistle and so on, so much so, in fact, some call that epistle the joyful letter. The book of Philippians, they call it the joyful letter. It's all about joy in most of the places. And, to really show that the joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances in that book, we see that time after time, when this book was written, do you know how it was written? This book of full of cup running with joy, it was written when the apostle was in prison. That's when it was written. I'm showing you that this joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances. Yeah, it was written where Apostle Paul was in prison, a filthy cellar under Rome. They called it the Mama Time prison, a damp and dirty hole. That's where he wrote this epistle from. So to show you that, the joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances. It wasn't money. He wasn't saying this story for himself, for preaching the gospel. He was in prison and so on, Anyway, so he was a Nero's prisoner. I'll show you the condition of Paul when the Holy Ghost gave this epistle. He was a prisoner of Nero. And you know who Nero was? Nero is esteemed the most repulsive monster that ever wore mortal flesh. He even killed his own mother. See? So that is whom to this apostle Paul was a prisoner. When this epistle was written, we are reading some few verses from there about joy to show that the joy of the Lord need not be dependent upon anything, because it is God himself, God our exceeding joy, right? Now, okay, let's read some of them and so on. Over and over again, this epistle will find the words like this. In Philippians 1:18, what then? People are saying, some people are preaching Christ this way, people are preaching Christ that way. Then, he exclaimed by the Holy Ghost here. He says, what then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense, people are preaching Christ in pretense, or whether in truth, so far Christ is preached, right?
Amen.
And do I rejoice? That's my joy. Yeah, I will rejoice. Doesn't matter what they say about Christ. So far Christ is preached, right? The
Amen.
Savior of the world. That's my joy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So don't begin to brand your head and so on. Now, in Philippians 2:2. Fulfill ye my joy. Can you imagine in prison? Fulfill ye my joy. Don't yawn. You can look it up yourself. Don't yawn. Dark, cold and so in one place. He said, bring my cloak and so that, I'm cold, Can you imagine that, and say, fulfill ye my joy. Encouraging other Christians who are not even in prison, right? The joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances. God himself, our exceeding joy. I have God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I can rejoice in any circumstances, And this man proved it, by the Holy Spirit now. And he said, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. Philippians 2:17. Yea, no matter what happened to me, Paul said, yea,
And if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy. Praise God. I joy. Anyway, I have the joy of the Lord. I rejoice with you all. For the same cause also, do ye joy. I want you to be joyful too. And rejoice with me. Even in prison. Praise God. Rejoice. So the joy of the Lord is independent. It should be independent of circumstances, you know. In Philippians 1:25. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your fondness and joy of faith. Even though it was between two opinions, whether to go and be with the Lord or to stay here and things like that, you know, say because to really begin to, I would rather have gone instead, but to really, you know, to help your faith and so on, the joy of your faith. No, that's the joy of the Lord, right? I will stay here, he said, no, and joy of faith, you know. Philippians 3:1, like I said, no, what they call the joyful letter. I just put some of them, they call it the joyful letter. You know, many people who love the book and so on, which I do love the book. Philippians 3:1, after all is said and done, finally he said, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, he said, to me, it's indeed not grievous, but for you it is safe. Praise the Lord. Finally, when all is said and done, rejoice in the Lord. Have the joy of the Lord. All is said and done, finally and so on, you know. In Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Praise the Lord. The same command to you and I today and so on. The condition of the world today, don't let it bog you down. Let the joy of the Lord be in you, you know. It is given to you so that no excuse and so on, you know. Now, in Acts 20, there is what he said in Acts 20, this year, Apostle Paul and so on, you know, and there have been many prophecies about him. This year, it will happen to you. Let me read a couple of verses in Acts 20, verse 22. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, talking about the joy of the Lord, being independent of circumstances, you know. He said, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall before me there, save that the Holy Ghost, even the Holy Ghost, you know, witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, he said, amen. What is moving you today? What is moving me today? Amen. What are you in that is moving you today? Imprisonment and so on, waiting for this apostle and people have done nothing wrong, but preaching the gospel, preaching the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying that by the work of the law shall no man be justified. Amen. That was the message. Preaching the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That the Lord Jesus Christ both died according to the scriptures and was buried according to the scriptures. And that in the third day he rose again for the dead according to the scriptures.
Yes.
That was the sermon that was preaching. Praise the Lord. The truth of which their own prophet, their own told for, you know, for told of this thing. Psalm 16 says so. 22 says so of the Messiah. That's what I'm preaching. Oh, you know, and the other king say, you know, he says, you almost passed to aid me to be a Christian. Amen. Oh, I will be a Christian, except for this my bond. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I don't care where I'm going, what they say about me. Even the Holy Ghost is witnessing everywhere. Despite all those things, see what he says here, the joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances. God himself, our exceeding joy. See? But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish what? My course with joy. That joy of the Lord. You see, that's not what you miss anything about this. Doing the work of the Lord with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. One more thing from that book. I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Can you see that? That is the command of the Lord. Rejoice evermore. See? I want you to have the joy of the Lord and to have it all the time. Not some of the time. Rejoice evermore. Oh, you see? Does God know what I'm going through? Of course he knows. You know what you are going through? You know? So, and how can I do that, Lord? God will be unjust if he asks you to do what you cannot do. Amen? Praise the Lord. But we know our God is just. Praise the Lord. Just lean upon his strength. And don't forget now, that joy of the Lord is your strength, isn't it? When you rejoice, then you have strength. Anyway, rejoice evermore, then without prayer, without ceasing. Now, in everything, Not when it is going well, so-called well it was, but in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Then you go from victory to greater victory. Amen. There is no defeat for the sake of God. Amen. A God praising and rejoicing Christian can never be defeated. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is right. Amen. Praise God. Note now, Satan cannot crush a rejoicing Christian. Now, so just a little bit of that. So we knew. So this Apostle Paul, he knew how to take the joy tonic. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us follow after him. He himself told us, he said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be you followers of me, he said, even as I also am of Christ. Let's learn, you know, to just keep the joy of the Lord of what I had this morning. Now, about two or more scriptures, I'm going to close from here, just to remind us the joy of James 1:2. My brethren, so in case you are going through anything, that should not be an excuse for us not to keep the joy of the Lord. My brethren, count it all joy. You see that? When you fall into diverse temptations, the joy of the Lord should be independent of circumstances. Even when we are passing through trials and temptations, you see, count it all joy. Knowing, verse 3, this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be a perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So you are going through temptation. Blessed is the man that endures temptation at that day. It says so and so. When it's tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Praise the Lord. So don't let anything cut you down or be discouraged. Keep that joy. Keep that joy of the Lord. God himself rejoicing in the Lord. 1 Peter 4:13. But rejoice, no matter what you are going through, but rejoice. All the apostles say the same thing by the Holy Ghost, right? But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, right? That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Praise the Lord. See? The admonition of the Holy Ghost. In closing this morning, Revelation 19, verse 6 says this. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad, praise God, and rejoice. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in a fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Praise ye the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So very short kind of exhortation this morning about the joy of the Lord. Happiness is good, but I'm reminding you this morning by the Holy Spirit, we have a higher state of being that God has given unto us, which is joy, and all kinds of things. But we're talking about the joy of the Lord, and God himself is our exceeding joy. Now, that scripture here, Jude 1:24, to the very end of time, to the time of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jude 1:24, the last scripture here. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, God is our exceeding joy, right? To the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Now we are so glad to hear that you don't want us to be sorrowful. And the reason is so simple, Lord. The Bible says you are a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. That was our sorrow. That was our grief. You have done that for us. The same way that yourself took our infirmity and bore our sickness in the same way, and we can claim our healing any place, any time, or any kind of affliction, you know. So, and we thank you this morning, commanding us to be full, let us be glad, let us be joyful in the name of the Lord. So help us this morning. And of course, even the joy of the Lord is a fruit of the Spirit. Let us be filled with all these wonderful attributes and blessings and the gifts of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, they rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. So we just go this morning having this
you know, exhortation, you know, alive in our heart, meditating upon them, Lord. No, it is the will of God that our joy be full. It is the will of God that we have the joy of the Lord all the time in our life. Nothing depends upon hardships and circumstances. So, Lord, give us understanding this morning. And we know, O Lord God, your blessing does rest upon us. We thank you for the time we have spent in your word this morning and in praising your name, Lord. And we know, O Lord God, the angel of your presence has gone before us this morning. The Holy Ghost is all over us, Lord. And Lord, to give us guidance and direction. He, the Spirit of truth, has come and is abiding in us. Lord, he will put us in remembrance of all of these things which we have forgotten any of them. Lord, you know, he will show us things to come. We are really expecting the Lord. Show us things to come. Take that which is the Lord Jesus Christ and begin to reveal to us like no other time in the history of the world. This is the hour for that. Because the enemy has risen like a flood. And we read from the scripture that when this happened, the Lord God himself will lift up his standard against him. We are in that hour now, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We glorify thy name, Lord. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. This is our strength. They that know their God, we shall be stronger and we will do exploits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. How do we do it? Because we have the joy of the Lord. And that is our strength. Physical strength, spiritual strength, mental strength is all of these things to us. So therefore we are more than conquerors in this life through him that loved us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I count us worthy to be of them who are overcomers. And how do we do it? Not by our strength. You gave all the secret. You overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. A word of confession, the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you this morning. We worship you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.